Contact Aaron.
We're coming to you this morning from the traditional lands of the Wasanich First Nations. And I encourage all of you, wherever you live around the greater Victoria area, to acknowledge the First Nations traditional lands where you reside. I'd invite you to speak their names aloud with respect and gratitude right now if you know them. Our honored elder, Suzanne Dearman, was scheduled to be the chalice lighter today, but understandably, she is not able to make it. As a founding member of the church, Suzanne Dearman was instrumental in the purchase of this lovely property. And as chair of the finance committee at the time, she says the negotiation with the municipality of Saanich about what could and could not be done with our new property took 3 years off her life. She wishes she could be more active in the church now, but as many of us can attest, she still makes a superb carrot cake for us. So let's honor Suzanne while we light this chalice by appreciating all she has done to carry the flame for this community over the years. Thank you, Suzanne, and blessed be. Now Nancy is going to lead us in singing This Little Light of Mine, composed by Harry Dixon Lowes.
Good morning. Is there anyone listening today that does not know This Little Light of Mine? When Lynn was planning for this service, a service she thought would have children here for all the all-ages story, she suggested to me that I ask what it means to let my little light shine. I've known this little light of mine for as long as I can remember, but I have never really thought deeply about what it means to let my little light shine. I was hoping that you would help me with that. Now that we have all been asked to stay home as much as possible, it is probably one of the most important times of our lives to shine our lights. How? Stay in touch with family, friends, neighbors, your communities. Ask, how are you doing? How can I help? Laugh, cry, talk, read together, write notes, emails, letters. One of my personal favorites is singing together. Please join Nick and me in This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine from a distance everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine from a distance everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Especially in my home.
I'm gonna let it shine, especially in my home. I'm gonna let it shine, especially in my home. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. When I see my neighbor, when I see my neighbor, I'm gonna let it shine from a distance when I see my neighbor. I'm gonna let it shine from a distance when I see my neighbor.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This little light of mine,
this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine. Thank you, Nancy and Nick, and everyone singing along with us at home. I'm going to wave at you, hoping you're waving back at me. And while we're setting up for Time for All Ages, I just want to say that I heard yesterday that our little 2-year-old granddaughter was making an imaginary phone call on her toy telephone to her grandpa David. And what she was telling me on her toy phone was that it's not good to yell at your friends. So here's Lindsay Harriet with a story for all ages.
Those who are just joining us, we're going to be doing this every morning at 8:30 in the morning. The Zoom link went out, and you do not need to have children at home to join us. Lots of folks who don't have little kids are joining us every morning for a social justice-themed picture book at 8:30. So contact myself or Aaron, and we're happy to have you join us. So for today, I chose The Last Stop on Market Street. Go this way. The words are by Matt De La Pena, and the pictures are by Christian Robinson. I chose this book because, one, it focuses on music, and most of our service today is musical. And the other reason is because it has a nice balance, I think, of feeling sad about things that are sad and feeling frustrated and anxious. And also thinking about things that we can do or things that we can notice that are positive. And it strikes a really nice balance, I found, between acknowledging things that are hard and also thinking on what we can control or focus on. So without further ado, this is Last Stop on Market Street. CJ pushed through the church doors, skipped down the steps. The outside air smelled like freedom, but it also smelled like rain, which freckled CJ's shirt and dripped down his nose. He ducked under his Nana's umbrella, saying, "How come we gotta wait for the bus in all this wet?" "Trees get thirsty too," his Nana told him. "Don't you see that big one drinking through a straw?" CJ looked for a long time, but never saw a straw. From the bus stop, he watched water pool on flower petals, watched rain patter against the windshield of a nearby car. His friend Colby climbed in, gave CJ a wave, and drove off with his dad. "Nana, how come we don't got a car?" "Boy, what do we need a car for? We got a bus that breathes fire, and old Mr. Dennis, who always has a trick for you." The bus creaked to a stop in front of them. It sighed and sagged, and the doors swung open. "What's that I see?" Mr. Dennis asked. He pulled a coin from behind CJ's ear, placed it in his palm.
"Looks like we've lost the internet. Give us a minute."
"Okay.
We may run late there."
These things happen.
Cool. Yes.
It's not happy.
That's okay.
The meter has decided it wasn't going to cooperate.
Great. These things happen. It's okay.
Usually wrangling my poorly behaved children at the service, so we've never gotten a chance to chat, but I so appreciate your music every week. It makes me a slightly better parent than my very low baseline. So thank you for your gifts that you share with the congregation. And even though it doesn't look like we're paying attention, parents really are, and we really appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Someday my children will not talk through your...
Yeah, well, I've had kids too. I know that.
There we go.
It's all about.
How many do you have?
Two daughters. Yeah, they're 25 now.
So they move out eventually?
They're in Montreal now. Yeah, they both live in Montreal.
So they move out eventually?
They move out eventually. Yes, they do.
Correct.
Yes, they stop sucking their thumb. They stop, they sleep through the night. What else happens as they
now
walk,
you're just
you know?
Teasing me. Okay. So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
There is.
Okay, great. But yeah, no, in the little parents group we often talk about how the music here is just so beautiful and so thoughtfully curated every week and like matches what's going on and all
well,
of those
we try.
Things.
And we try.
We don't often get a chance to chat because
Okay.
Yep. Great. Welcome back, everyone. How many folks are watching, or can we see?
We have 70 people watching.
Whoa, okay. Now,
and
I really...
now we have zero, of course. Right. But we'll see.
We'll see.
What happens if we just fell off the face.
Right, right. Hi, friends, if you made it back. Welcome back. So we are reading Last Stop on Market Street. And CJ and his Nana just got on the bus, so that's good. Here we go. So here they are. They just got on the bus, and the driver, Mr. Dennis, just pulled a coin from behind CJ's ear, and we'll take it up again. So they sat right up front. And I don't know about you, but my kids like sitting right up at the front of the bus, too. The man across the way was tuning a guitar, and an old woman with curlers had butterflies in a jar. Nana gave everyone a great big smile and a good afternoon. She made sure CJ did the same. The bus lurched forward and stopped. Lurched forward and stopped. Nana hummed as she knit. How come we always gotta go here after church? CJ said. Miguel and Colby never have to go nowhere. I feel sorry for those boys, she told him. They'll never get a chance to meet Bobo or the sunglass man. And I hear Trixie got herself a brand new hat. CJ stared out the window, feeling sorry for himself. He watched cars zip by on either side,
watched a group of boys hop curbs on bikes. A man climbed aboard with a spotted dog. CJ gave up his seat. How come that man can't see? Boy, what do you know about seeing? Nana told him. Some people watch the world with their ears. That's a fact. Their noses, too, the man said, sniffing at the air. That's a mighty fine perfume you're wearing today, ma'am. Nana squeezed the man's hand and laughed her deep laugh. Two older boys got on next. CJ watched as they moved on by and stood in back. If you can see in the picture, they're listening to headphones. Sure wish I had one of those, he said. Nana set down her knitting. What for? You got the real live thing sitting across from you. Why don't you ask the man if he'll play us a song? CJ didn't have to. The guitar player was already plucking strings and beginning to sing. To feel the magic of music, the blind man whispered, I like to close my eyes. Nana closed hers too. So did CJ and the spotted dog. And in the darkness, the rhythm lifted CJ out of the bus, out of the busy city. He was sunset colors swirling over crashing waves, saw a family of hawks slicing through the sky, saw the old woman's butterflies dancing free in the light of the moon. CJ's chest grew full, and he was lost in the sound, and the sound gave him the feeling of magic. The song ended, and CJ opened his eyes. Everyone on the bus clapped, even the boys in the back. Nana glanced at the coin in CJ's palm. CJ dropped it in the man's hat. Last stop on Market Street, Mr. Dennis called. CJ looked around as he stepped off the bus. Crumbling sidewalks and broken down doors, graffiti-tagged windows and boarded up stores. He reached for his Nana's hand. How come it's always so dirty over here? She smiled and pointed to the sky. Sometimes, when you're surrounded by dirt, CJ, you're a better witness for what's beautiful. CJ saw the perfect rainbow arcing over their soup kitchen. He wondered how his Nana always found beautiful where he never even thought to look. He looked all around them again, at the bus rounding the corner out of sight, and the broken street lamps still lit up bright, and the stray cat shadows moving across the wall. When he spotted their familiar faces in the window, he said, I'm glad we came. He thought his Nana might laugh her deep laugh, but she didn't. She patted him on the head and told him, Me too, CJ. Now come on. And that's the end. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lindsay. A reminder that 8:30 every morning we'll have time for all ages on Zoom. And we appreciate those of you being patient with our technical problems today. Those of you who've stayed around and continued with us, you'll be glad to know that Nancy and Nick are now going to do a song that reminds us all to lead with love.
You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
Put one foot in front of the other
and lead with love.
Don't give up hope.
Don't give up hope.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Keep moving on.
Keep moving on.
You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
Put one foot in front of the other
and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
Put one foot in front of the other
and lead with love.
Lift up your eyes.
Lift up your eyes.
Don't you despair.
Don't you despair.
Look up ahead.
Look up ahead.
The path is there.
What happens there?
You gotta put one foot in front of the other
and lead with love.
Put
one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
You gotta put one foot in front of the other and
lead with love.
Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
I know you're scared.
I know you're scared.
Well, I'm scared too.
And I'm scared too.
But here I am.
But here I am.
Right next to you.
Right next to you. And lead with love.
Put one foot in front of the other
and lead with love.
You gotta put one foot in front of the other
and lead with love.
Put one foot in front of the other
and lead with love.
And lead with love.
And lead with love.
Lead with love. Thank you, Nancy and Nick. I remember the day my wife and I realized that we had become regulars at First Unitarian. We had been coming off and on now and then for a while. One Sunday morning, we were having coffee when one of us, I forget which one, said, "Are we going to church today?" "Yes," said the other one. "I think so." "Right," said the first one, "because that's what we do." "Yes," came the reply, "that's what we do." Coming to First Unitarian on Sunday morning has been what we do ever since that day. We haven't been here every Sunday because things come up, life happens, trips get taken, and so forth. But even when we can't be here, we've never doubted that the church is here. Our friends are here. The congregation is here. And now, all of a sudden, for the time being, we can't do what we do. At least not in the same way. We miss being greeted at the door, putting on our name tags, having coffee and conversation in the Lion Hall after the service. Mostly, we miss being able to worship together with all of you. Fortunately, this too shall pass. And until it does, we have these ways, however imperfect, of connecting when we can't be together, and we will get better at it. This sanctuary will one day be filled again with my friends and fellow worshipers, and won't it be fine to greet one another once again? In the meantime, we'll do what needs to be done, and we won't be doing it alone. What we're facing as a worship community is being faced by people all over the world, from St. Peter's Square in the Vatican to the smallest country church in the piney woods of East Texas, from people who attend synagogues and temples and mosques, large and small, to those who simply gather on beaches or in a meadow or a storefront. We are literally all in this together, doing what needs to be done, because that's what we do. And now it's time for our meditation. Nick and Nancy are going to lead us in the song or chant the meditation on breathing. After it's finished, there'll be a short period of silence. And in that silence, I invite you to think about the things that comfort you, whether it's a happy memory from childhood, or even now maybe just being curled up in your favorite comfy chair by the fireside, thoughts of tucking your kids safely into bed, being tucked safely into bed, sitting by a still lake, talking to your friends or neighbors on the phone, whatever brings you comfort. Hold those thoughts in your mind, in your heart, and breathe for yourself and for each other. As we extinguish the flame of our chalice, may the blessing of truth be upon us. The power of love direct us and sustain us. And may the peace of this community preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth until we meet again.
carry the flame of peace and love until we meet again. Carry the flame of peace and love until we meet again. Then we shall see a world of light and a world of joy. Carry the flame of peace and love until we meet again.